Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
As a parent, one of the most awesome gifts you can give your kid is a treehouse that you build for them in the backyard.
Ooh, so fun.
Cool.
Please don't let my kids be listening because they are not getting that.
They're getting a floor house.
Yeah.
And if you're a city running out of money, one of the best things that you can do is commandeer that treehouse and rip it away from a child's hands to turn a massive profit.
Okay, maybe I do want my kids listening.
I don't know. Real estate is pretty pricey.
No surprise. That's what Brooke attempts to do in today's call.
Oh, boy.
I swear, anytime we pitch ideas about crushing a child's dreams, her hand is the first one to shoot up.
It's a good lesson to learn in life. Yes. Just disappointment.
Brooke, we know children's tears do taste the sweetest. We get it. But you'll hear how she does it this time with your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Eileen Ulick. I work for the city's planning and development department. I'm calling because I have a couple coming in from Minnesota this weekend.
I'm sorry.
I was just wondering, for the key drop-off, do you want to meet them after breakfast, during lunch? I mean, what would work best for you?
I'm so sorry. I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, no, I don't think so. This is Heather Watson, who lives at 477 East Road.
That's me, but I just, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm just trying to coordinate the Airbnb situation.
Airbnb situation?
Uh-huh.
I don't have an Airbnb. I just have a regular house.
No, I'm talking about the treehouse in your backyard.
Our treehouse that we built for our son?
Did you receive an email from Gary in planning? Oh, gosh, you should have had it last. No, let me look through here. You should have seen it.
No, I didn't. I didn't receive an email, and I don't know who Gary is. I don't know what the hell is going on.
You didn't get an email, really?
Really? No, there is no email here. I got Macy's and that's it.
Gary. Ugh. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm short on time. It's come to our attention that the large tree in your backyard hangs over an easement.
An easement?
Yep, and that easement is owned by the city. So technically, the city shares the treehouse with you.
Wait, hold on. You're saying because I have a branch hanging over from my son's treehouse?
No. Not the branch. We don't care about the branch. It's part of the treehouse. So, it's just the city's budget is way over this year. That's why our planning department came up with the idea to Airbnb the treehouse in your area.
Are you kidding me? You're Airbnb a treehouse?
Not just yours. There's a couple.
There's absolutely no way. I want to speak to your superior. This is ridiculous.
Listen, the city needed
Gary? I'll speak to Gary.
Okay, you're not listening to me. We're trying to find new innovative ways to bring money in for the city without raising taxes. No one wants to pay taxes, so this is where we are.
That doesn't make any sense. We made it out of planks.
Planks?
Yeah, and my six-year-old plays in it every day.
Okay, we're not saying he can't play in it. He has it Monday through Wednesday. He just can't use it on the weekends.
And then what? There are going to be a bunch of, like, adults there? No, this is ridiculous.
I just need to ask. Listen, I just have to ask you a couple more questions. I'm stressed out. It's been a hard day.
Oh, you're stressed out. That's good. That's really good.
Thank you. So does the treehouse have any amenities inside?
No, it doesn't have any amenities. It's a treehouse built for a six-year-old by my husband.
Okay, that's enough. I'm just reworking the description on Airbnb. So far, I have earthy charm, cozy studio with countryside views, and complimentary Kool-Aid.
Are you kidding? No, no, there's no Kool-Aid. Are you kidding? There doesn't need to be any description. Countryside views. Are you kidding
me? Is it cozy
me?
That no. You don't like? I mean, I could say intimate. I mean, a lot of people like that.
The space should not be rented out. We need to go back so many steps.
Listen,
no,
you sound
no.
like you're not having a great day. I can relate.
No.
Someone took my printer paper earlier.
That's not the same.
Okay, one of our assistants did a drive-by of your property, and he noticed that there is a pirate flag on top of the treehouse.
So you're sending people over to my property now? This is absolutely
That's
ridiculous.
That's not the point. I just want to know if we can stretch the truth in the ad by saying portions of the third Pirates of the Caribbean movie were shot at that location.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I think that the city could get an extra like $35 a night if we do that.
Maybe.
You know, I've already ordered a life-size Johnny Depp cutout to welcome guests to the property, so you won't even
what
have to.
What are you talking about? This is crazy.
I don't know why you're acting like this is some huge inconvenience for you.
You're trying to rent out my six-year-old son's treehouse.
Yeah, technically, it's our treehouse. Remember, it's on our property. So take a deep breath. Calm down.
No, I need to take a deep breath. You need to take a deep breath. Are you kidding me right now?
Listen, the only time you're going to see guests is when they have to come in and use the bathroom and shower.
And shower?
That's it.
No, absolutely not. This is not happening.
Your husband, Eli, says that he's thrilled about the idea because he's the one that contacted us to do a prank phone call on you.
This is
Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I'm not with the city.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I was so upset. I started crying. I was so angry.
You're crying over a treehouse?
Yes. I'm so sorry.
Eli did not warn us about that. He just said that you've been a little stressed out and dealing with the city about some easement. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I'm just picturing people stumbling down on the ladder from the treehouse.
Yeah, your six-year-old son could be their bellboy.
Well, you know, I guess it's about time for him to get a job, huh?
Wake up every morning with phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.